Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
And welcome back to the third hour of our show, as we affectionately refer to it as the happy hour. No Paul Kent, just Hoops, Gordon Tallis and Maroon. Now, before we go to our next thing, Maroon's poll today has been an interesting one. It's, are you in favour of players swapping clubs, as in like a player loan scheme, we might call it, on the back of what's happening with the New Zealand Warriors? I said I'm in favour of it.
Like a keys in the fruit bowl style scenario, Anthony.
I'm not familiar with that. How does that work out?
I thought you were familiar with it, but that's okay.
What do you mean, keys in a fruit bowl?
I think just if people want to, you know, if you wanted to swap something, sometimes people will just throw the keys in and, yeah,
what do you mean,
negotiate,
wives?
Negotiate. No,
wives
I didn't
and
say
husbands,
that.
Huh?
Negotiate some sort of transfer.
Are you talking about swapping partners?
No.
Well, I don't know.
You are.
So what, you put your keys in the bowl?
So they say.
Well, I tell you what, you won't want to turn up with a Lamborghini and swap it for a Hyundai, would you? And you got to be very careful.
But Yaris.
I don't know what goes on over there in Annandale. Now, so the poll, 72% are in favour of the player loan among the NRL. So keep your votes coming in at Triple M NRL Facebook page. Hoops, Gordon Tallis and Maroon, before we go any further, boys, on the thing with the New Zealand Warriors, and talk, Gordy, about Paul Gallen coming out of retirement, Sam Thaiday coming out of retirement to play for the Warriors. You got any thoughts?
Oh, yeah, I think, you know, that if they're serious and they're in, I think Billy Slater was another name thrown up. It's a shame they got Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, but anybody, I would like to see some of those kids that are at clubs that aren't quite going to get a run, and there's no reserve grade running around at the moment. There's no, you know, second tier competition. So, you know, send your kids. It's only going to benefit them, you know, going and getting some first grade experience, you know, learning off another coach. But you know, to go to a retired player, I think that there's better options out there. But, you know, it all depends how desperate, you know, some clubs get.
The thing is, though, Hoops, let's say that you're Sam Thaiday and or you're Paul Gallen and you're fair dinkum about this.
Have you seen Sam Thaiday?
I haven't, mate. I haven't really,
no. He wouldn't last the warm-up,
right.
Sammy, right? Gell would still be pretty fit because he's doing boxing.
Yep.
You know, but you only retire because you don't have it. But, you know, I don't think there's too much juice left in the orange for Gell. I said he's got a fair bit out of it. And then Billy Slater, what, he retired because of his shoulder?
Yep.
So you wouldn't think so. And we asked big Semi Burgess, because the Warriors could do with a big hard-nosed forward. And Semi said that he'd love to do it, but his body just couldn't cope. You know, he couldn't train if he played. So, but, mate, there's got to be a kid somewhere that's not quite getting a run, that's on the fringes.
There's plenty,
Gordon, the Warriors could pick. Yeah,
you make a
absolutely
great point. Like, there's plenty, because at the moment, clubs, you know, they're only allowed to field 17 players each week. Okay, you need an 18th reserve just in case. But then beyond that, you know, every roster has a team of 30 players. So there is a whole wealth of talent out there that isn't going to be able to play any football because all the lower grade competitions have also been cancelled.
Yeah. Mm.
And so as a result, I think it's a smart concept from the NRL to allow the Warriors, who have been the hardest hit and who have made the most sacrifices, but have been the hardest hit through unforeseen injuries throughout this period, to allow them to tap into that as a resource.
Well, there was a little bit of talk. Well, I don't know if it was talk, but a few whispers that maybe they could get Ben Murdoch-Masilla there earlier than expected.
Yeah, it's more than talk. They want that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So he's obviously signed over in the UK Super League, which is also a competition that's currently shut down. And the Warriors would love to get him here tomorrow if they can. The negotiations are ongoing. They are hopeful, but nothing has been able to be finalised just yet. But certainly the Warriors are pushing extremely hard to try and get Ben Murdoch-Masilla, because when he came out and featured last season, he was in great touch in the international game.
If you were a retired player coming back, let's say, for instance, Paul Gallen said he wanted to do it and he was going to do it, he'd have to go and be based on the Central Coast and live in isolation with the Warriors?
Of course.
Well, then,
they're the conditions.
If he's on, let's say he goes there for the minimum wage of an NRL player.
Yep.
So for the minimum wage of an NRL player, which we discussed earlier on, is somewhere between 76.
It's $72,500, right? But then you get match payments for every game that you appear in the NRL. So essentially, you can earn around $110,000 if you're on the minimum wage.
So let's say he went, so he's got to put himself in isolation on the Central Coast for 110 grand.
Yeah.
All right, moving right along. You're in favour, though, of the Warriors getting players on loan.
Yes, absolutely.
Like yep. It. Yep.
The Raiders set to go. They always have a good bash out with the Melbourne Storm. Hoops, interesting, though, Jordan Rapana's back there already, I believe. So he hardly missed a beat, really, has he, since the grand final?
What a pickup for the Canberra Raiders. His combination with Bijay Leilua for the Green Machine over the course of the last 4 or 5 seasons has been one of the best right-edge strike weapons in the competition. And as much as BJ's moved on now, Rapana coming out of yardage and his power coming out of your own end is a tremendous asset for any side. I think you'll walk straight into the Raiders' starting team. What are you laughing at, Anthony?
I'm not laughing at anything.
Okay. And
you're paranoid.
Very
mate.
Handy
Hang on,
pickup.
Just stop
very,
for a second.
Very...
You're paranoid because this young footballer's had a crack at you on Twitter. You're paranoid, buddy.
Oh, shut
just
up.
Just take it.
Anthony, get off the soap talk,
talking
mate,
to you.
Right? You, mate, you realise you've got no friends, Anthony?
No, what he wants to do, Gordon, what his favourite, like, you find out who your mates are when people start throwing a few things at you, right?
But mate, he's as solid as a bit of lettuce.
No,
Anthony
I prefer the chocolate teapot, Gordon, or a tower of jelly. That's how solid he is.
Oh,
so
wow.
What you've done is repeatedly try and stir up pot after pot of rubbish and needle and agitate.
Yeah.
And you love it.
When you say anything like that, all that happens is, and let me finish, Gordon, before you jump in, all that happens is social media goes bunter about people ringing up and saying, what about how those blokes bully you? How dare he say you're...
Bully?
Yeah.
What are you talking
about? Anyway, what
about?
Were you saying about Jordan Rapana?
The point I was making is very handy pickup for the Canberra Raiders at this stage of the season. I think he'll walk straight into their starting side. He'll play on the right wing and just gives the Green Machine tremendous depth. Yeah.
Gordon, that grand final last year, I think all BJ Leilua's got to do is give Jordan Rapana the ball. We might have had a different result in the grand final.
Yeah, oh, look, absolutely. They had their chances, didn't they, the Raiders? But, you know, he's a great pickup. He's a great player, Hoops, as you said, he gets in the dummy half. You know, he makes his meters. He makes good quality meters. And it's not when the game's easy. It's in the tough moments as well. And he's just such a solid player. And the Raiders got one back there after losing, he and BJ.
Good finisher too. Like, he's a try scorer.
Absolutely.
Strong strike rate. So
I think he was at the Titans too originally.
He did start off in the Gold Coast Titans and then he went on a Mormon mission, Anthony.
Did he?
Went and door knocked and spread the good word around the world. Had 12 months or more out of the game. Came back, was playing club rugby in Canberra. And the Raiders heard about him. He was carving it up, playing club rugby. I think he was playing fullback at the time. And they went and had a look at him, and they just found a way to get him into their team. It had a horrific facial injury where...
Yeah, he fractured his skull or something
like that. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and it shows you how tough he is. Like, to have that style of an injury, Gordon, and then to be able to go through the surgeries, go through the rehab, and then come back and be just as effective as ever. Very good player. Stop smirking, right? And if you want to go back to Bateman, bring it up. It doesn't worry me.
Bring it up,
Stop
Maroon.
Smirking chainsaw and try to be a smart ass.
Listen, mate, and you smirk with those chainsaw teeth.
My teeth are fine.
It is
distracting. I had them sorted out, and there was nothing wrong with them anyway. There was nothing wrong with them anyway.
Like a chainsaw.
7 grand later.
Is there mirrors at your house? Is there mirrors,
at your house, mate?
Is there mirrors at your house?
No wonder John Bateman's getting stuck into you.
There was nothing wrong with your teeth. You spent 7K on them. 7,000.
Yeah, they weren't that bad. Well, either way, it's spent now. And it's not your business anyway, mate. Why don't you spend 7 grand and get some hair? And then John Bateman wouldn't be able to have a crack at you.
Mate,
hey?
Because when you're bald, you know what? The good thing about being bald, Anthony, there's nothing you can do about it,
mate.
Right, so they're the cards you get dealt.
Different
so
man.
You wear them and you don't run and hide like a cat like what you would.
You're a different man when your bum chum Paul Kent goes home, aren't you?
Oh, you love me. Oh,
you had to wait till he went out of the suburb.
Yeah, that's
referring
right.
To him
that's
as
right.
Bum chum. You just love that phrase.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Why is that?
Right, it's just something I grew up with.
Just rolls off the tongue.
Can you leave Kenty alone? He'll fall off his little cushion soon driving.
He's in his booster seat.
Oh, take that back. Take that back.
Anyway, boys.
That's unnecessary. That's uncalled for.
Let's take a break. We'll
Why
come back.
Why don't you inform the listeners about your new nickname?
What's my new
the
nickname?
The Lebanese Lothario.
That's not my nickname.
You and Miss
you
Portugal.
You change my nickname every...
Well, we've had the Redfern Rocket, we've had the Waterloo Whitehead, and the latest is the Lebanese Lothario.
Do you know
because
why
talk all over town...
He's saying this because
Little Bay Lettuce Leaf.
Over Christmas, I bumped into one of his teachers from Armidale Boarding School.
That's a fabrication.
Mr. Ralston, who told me that they used to call you Australia's little hero out there when you were playing rugby league out there.
You've just pulled that straight out of your bull-eye pass.
Let's take a break because it's 3:40 and it's I've only got to do a bit more work and I can get away from you for another week. We'll take a break and come back and talk about Greg Inglis. Triple M.
The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sin Bin with the great Gordon Tallis, and so too James Triceps Hooper and Maroon. Now, Greg Inglis announced through the week that he is coming out of retirement to play in the English Super League with the Warrington Wolves. And another bit of information through the week that got us by surprise, Hoops.
Come out of left field, didn't it? Mm. I don't think anybody saw this one coming. Certainly, GI, he's been still in and around Redfern a lot of the time and is involved heavily with the Bunnies. But to Greg's credit, you know, he's decided he's still got some unfinished business in rugby league. I think good on him, because I reckon if he did decide that he wanted to try and come back and do it in the NRL with Souths, I'm not sure at the age and the stage of his life that he's at the moment, that he'd be able to be the destructive and the dominant Greg Inglis that everybody knows and loves. But I think over in the UK, he will carve it up. He'll be a superstar.
Yeah, great little get for Coach Steve Price, another Aussie. What about you, Gordy? What do you think about GI coming out of retirement?
Oh, I just hope that he gets his body right. You know, obviously mentally, GI, it's well documented, but what a player. And if he puts his mind to it and he gets his body right, if I was Greg, I'd like to go down and do a pre-season with Melbourne Storm. To make sure that I go over there, because he will sell out stadiums. There's no doubt that he'd be, you know, one of the biggest draw cards ever to go play in England. It'll be like when Mel and Kenny and all those guys went.
Did you ever get the offer to go over there, Gordy?
No. It was, mate, I got injured, so it was a bit hard for me to go over there, but I would have loved to have played, and I just always wanted to play for the Leeds Rhinos. I don't know why. But I know Wigan and St. Helens and some of those sides were the real big sides. But I just loved the city of Leeds, and that's where we'd always base ourselves when we were on tour. And I like the guys over there. So I would love to have played for the Leeds Rhinos.
Remember when Joey Johns went over there and had a little cameo for Warrington, and it went Burko. Everybody loved it. Of course, they were winning games and he got him on a hell of a roll. And
Because they were facing relegation, I think, the Warrington Wolves, and they were, and they put some feelers out. And
I think it was their owner, Simon Moran, who also doubles as the big music promoter around the world, who convinced Joey to come over and have a crack at it. And he saved him, didn't he, Gordon?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what you need. I think when you're trying to get a player, it's someone like Joey that just makes everybody around him better. It's simple as that.
Super League's got some good quality ex-NRL players.
Great lineup.
Yeah, well, I mean, once GI gets there, you'll have GI, you'll have James Maloney, Sonny Bill's playing for the Wolfpack.
Yep.
Gareth Widdop, who is English but played over here, and George Burgess as well. So if we worked on that a bit more, you could probably get a whole team.
You could have a very strong lineup. Jimmy Maloney's still got plenty to offer, I think, and will, once they get back on the field, can have a real impact with the Catalans team over there. And they've got Israel Folau in that same side too. So, yeah, look, a lot to look forward to. When they do eventually get back up and running, I think they're still a fair way behind us at the moment, the UK Super League.
I would love it to go back to the winter.
Yeah, I'm with you. Matty Johns talks about this a lot, Gordon, and he's written about it in his column in The Telegraph, where he'd love to see the UK go back to their traditional. They used to play in the winter, and then that would mean that their players could come out here in their off-season, and that was when, back in the 80s, we used to see
the likes of
Ellery Hanley, Andy Courier, all those champion players come out and spend time out here.
I wonder if then I could go Kevin over there Ward. And get a rort in the off-season.
Oh, absolutely you could. They would love you.
you'd be a superstar.
Oh, thanks, guys.
They would love you, mate.
Please, don't have to say anything nice. I don't expect it. The great Kevy Walters, the coach of the Queensland Origin side, had this to say about GI's return.
You always got to keep your options open, you know, everywhere. And Greg was such a fantastic player for the Maroons over that period of time that he played for us. And unfortunately, he didn't get to go out on his terms as such. So it's always an open invitation when you play for the Maroons. We've pulled some great players out of retirement and back into the Maroon jersey, and with huge success. So Greg would certainly fall into that category.
Well, Lee, that's Kevy talking about the possibility, Gordon, of GI returning to Origin.
you would never write anything off. And gee, I don't forget I think he's three knocks as captain when all those big boys left, and GIE was his turn to lead Queensland. He led it with so much pride and honour. So, as I said, if GIE gets fit, and at the end of the year, if he wants a game, and we're a centre short, well, wouldn't that be a story and a half?
Wouldn't it ever? Well,
be another Alfie.
Yeah.
Be like when Alfie came back and Benny Eichen had to pick him up at the airport, and you kept it all under cloak and dagger. And
well, the Alfie story, I don't know whether it's been told. The first guy Wayne wanted was Jason Smith.
Oh, right. Yeah? Mm. So what happened there?
And the club wouldn't release him.
Ah.
Now it's a legendary story that Wayne went and got Alf. But Jason Smith was the first one that Queensland went to get, and they wouldn't release him.
Right. And what? When Wayne phoned Alf, didn't Alfie say...
Alfie said, what took you so long?
Did he? Hey, what?
That was the first word. What took you so long, long neck?
What was
I thought
behind...
he said coach.
What was behind Alfie going to the Super League at that point, Gordon?
I think he just had enough, mate. There was no one that put more pressure on themselves that I've ever played with than Alan Langer. You know, he the stories of him spewing, like he would get physically ill of the pressure of him not performing and the fear of him letting his teammates down. And I remember we played a test match on Friday night. We flew up to Townsville. We played the Cowboys on Saturday. He got hooked for the first time. Like, he got taken off, and he was tired. He was just resting like our champion player. And Alf got asked to come off in games, say, 20 times when I played with him, and the message would be quite rude back to Wayne. Mm. Alfie would always play the 80 minutes. He never come off. He never wanted to be rested. And that game, when he got taken off, Alf just went off. And I remember him, he put his boots in the bin, and he said, I'd had enough, you know. And I think it was his own standards, Alf. And then he went over then, and that's when he wanted to go over and, you know, just enjoy his footy again. And then I think he found the love back for rugby league, and he came back, I think, in 2002. And it was strange when he came back to the Broncos. I was captain. I said, Alf, you're always captain in any team that I ever play with. And he goes, no, mate, you're the captain. Mate, I'll play behind you. And he's just one of those selfless players. Wally Lewis is my favourite player of all time, but no one won more games for Brisbane than Alan Langer. Period.
Hoops, Gordy Tallis and Maroon here. It's the Sunday Sin Bin. Your home of NRL. We're back on air Thursday night. Dan's going to call that one for you. Broncos Parramatta live across the Triple M network. Yeah. We'll take a break and come back with more as Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sin Bin right across the Triple M network. Hoops, Gordy Tallis and Maroon. And it's not that often. It's not, it's been...
What about that sting?
That's like 30 years since I was doing the night show at 2NZ in Varel. It's been 30 years since I've done a triple, since I've done a news flash.
Was that community radio, 2NZ?
No, it's a real...
Oh, okay, that's
good. I was getting $254 a week.
Cha-ching.
A little bit more than I'm getting here.
Geez, that's overpaid.
Just a little bit more than
Geez, I was overpaid.
All right, boys. Now I have this hot off the press. Chris Barrett. Who's a mate of ours and the editor from the Sydney Morning Herald.
Sports editor.
He's a good fella, isn't he, Chris?
Very good bloke.
Lovely bloke.
He's a Queenslander.
Yeah.
From Gympie.
Yeah, Gympie boy.
Yeah, no, Gympie boy. 4GI Gympie, I think it is. 4GY.
Breaking news, Anthony. Get to the breaking news.
Breaking news. The NRL's resumption is days away, and ARL Commission Chairman Peter Volandis has already identified the game's next mission, getting back crowds. And he is hoping to get crowds back in the stands by July 1.
Anthony, as we say in the business, you have buried the lead. We're on the moon. Peter Volandis wants Mars.
Hey,
his quote.
I was just going to say.
He wants crowds back at the games as quickly as possible, and July 1 is the target date.
Mate, you've just stolen all that. I was going to...
Because your wheels were spinning and you were bogged in mud.
You're an idiot, mate.
You couldn't get to the point.
So, crowds back by July 1, what are we talking? Packed to the rafters? Social distancing?
Well, you'd have to be social distancing, of course, with all the biosecurity and health and safety protocols that the governments require at this point in time. But look, I commend Peter Volandis. He's been ahead of the curve, and he's really pushed hard to get the game back up and on the field by this Thursday coming now, May the 28th at Suncorp Stadium. And now he's decided this is his next mission. He wants to try and get crowds back on deck, and that will mean that there is more money rolling into the coffers of the game of rugby league, which means everybody involved in it benefits as a result.
Well, I guess, Gordy, if we're back by July 1, You know, with a limit on the crowd, if that happens, you know, by the time we get to September, we could probably be looking at not full houses, but, you know, getting there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? We don't know what's around the corner. You know, I thought that it was sort of pie in the sky stuff when they said it, we're coming back this early because of what's happening, but I don't know. I would love to see crowds. You know, that's why players play. That's what's made our game so great is the fans and members. So, mate, as soon as possible to get some people back in, whether they open it up slowly and, you know, they get, you know, half, you know, like how they let half in and they spread them out or whatever they got to do. But the sooner the crowds come back, the better for myself.
I think the point Peter Volandis is making is the pubs are going to open back up on June the 1st and you'll be allowed to have gatherings of 50 people within hotels. And then July 1st is still another month away from there. So if everything goes according to plan, yeah. And obviously it needs to be biosecurity and health and safety needs to be paramount, fingers crossed, they can negotiate some sort of scenario where we can have limited crowds at games.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be a great result.
Would be a great result. And talking of those games next week, Hoops, one that stands out for mine is a game we're doing here on the Triple M Network, which is the Panthers versus the Knights. Stands out for a number of reasons. I guess both these clubs would expect to feature a long way into the finals this year. Let me start with the Knights. Is that a fair thing to say about the Knights? Will they feature a long way into the finals?
Well, neither of them made the finals last season, but they both, in the two games that we saw before the shutdown, they both started on extremely strong notes. Big out for the Penrith Panthers is Nathan Cleary, who's been suspended for a couple of games as a result of that social distancing furore. Real shame because it would have been one of the great battles. Nathan is the incumbent New South Wales halfback. Mitchell Pearce also played the final game for the Blues when Nathan was ruled out through injury last season. So real shame. That would have been one of the highlights. Should both of these teams be pushing for places in the finals? Absolutely. They're already 4 points on the board and it's a shortened season. So they'll certainly be wanting to be there come the business end.
Is this in relation to Andrew McCulloch joining the Knights? He'll be available on game day?
Absolutely. Yep. Well, because Jaden Brayley sustained an ACL injury in the Newcastle second game of the season against the West Tigers. Mm. They won that game, but Jaden unfortunately sustained the season-ending injury. And so as a result, they haven't got a hooker. So McCulloch will be there.
Gordon, Panthers, they should have made, well, a lot of us would have thought they would have made the finals last year. They got a lot to prove this year, I guess. Hoops points out.
Is that 5-year plan finished yet?
Nah, that's last week's pay. That's long gone, Gordy.
I think they got that. There's a fair bit of pressure, I think, on Nathan Cleary, you know, but certainly they got the talent. You know, Penrith, they've had the best young talent, I suppose, in New South Wales for a long, long time, and it's about putting it all together and keeping them, I suppose. It's if you're a Penrith supporter, if you're in the Penrith organisation, you'd expect them to be playing finals this year.
We've got actually a game on Sunday evening, boys. It's Manly up against the Bulldogs. Now, a lot of people have Manly as their smoky for this year. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm with them. Look, I think the layoff, the fact that the competition's been shut down for a couple of months now, will have been immensely beneficial for the Seagulls because Jake Trbojevic was coming off shoulder surgery. He got back in record time and was able to feature in the opening couple of rounds. But I certainly don't think the extended layoff will have hurt somebody like him just to rehab his shoulder and get it 1,000%. Similar story for Adam Fanua Blake. Be interesting to see, Gordy, with the new rule interpretations, how that affects a side like Manly, because they do have a big front row in Martin Taupau and Adam Fanua Blake and some of those
others. But they can play quality minutes, obviously, at the beginning, when they get back. But it's just basically those guys, like, they're fitter than they've ever been, you know? So, and you see a lot of those forwards and, you know, they time themselves. They won't be able to go in and make the third man in the tackle. That's what it's going to take out.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's going to take out. So then they'll have to conserve energy and find the shortcuts on the field.
Yep.
You're like Big Lazo, mate. Lazo was a big body and he played 80 minutes.
Yep.
So, mate, there's some great forwards and Big Block was playing all those minutes way back then.
Yep.
So you just have to bite down and get a little bit mentally tougher. But Manly are one of those sides that's sort of hiding in the long grass a bit, don't you? Because you just don't know what they're going to do. But Desi's back there and he's still got a bit of that magic dust when it comes to the Manly side.
Well, when you look at that roster and you got Daly Cherry Evans, you got the Turbo brothers, you got Adam Fanua Blake, who was one of the best props of the season last year, Martin Tapau.
Has Dylan Walker had the jab yet?
I don't think he has. I don't think he did. I think he still decided that he was pro-choice or old Dylan. So the only question mark with the Seagulls is around the number nine position because they let Appy Coruscant go back to Penrith. He'll be one of the buys of the season out there. And then their gun hooker, Manasseh Fainu, managed to tie himself in knots with this off-field incident at the church dance.
Where are we at with that?
Well, that's still got to go before the courts. Mm. So as a result of that, they then had to go and sign the unwanted Newcastle bloke, Danny Levi, who at his best is a very good player. I'm pretty sure he might have played a test match or he certainly toured with New Zealand. But that's probably the one little question mark on the Seagulls is just how he fits into the to the flow of that side. Speaking of Manly, here's a young gun to keep an eye out for, Josh Schuster. Remember that name. His old man was a very talented player.
Schuster?
Schuster.
John Schuster.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah,
Wow. Shoo.
Yep. He played, I think he had a little bit of time at Newcastle, didn't he?
That's right,
he did. Yeah.
And he was a good rugby union player as well.
Yeah.
His grandfather was a very good rugby union player, this young bloke, Josh. He's a 5'8". I reckon that we'll see him in the NRL over the course of the next couple of months. Stop smirking. I don't understand why you have to continue. Today has been the highlight of your calendar year so far, hasn't it? It is. You're just reveling.
No. This game, by the way, is on the Central Coast, Manly and the Doggies. On the Doggies, I'm now hearing Josh Reynolds won't be playing for the Doggies. They just can't crunch the numbers between them, the Tigers and the Doggies, which is so unfortunate for Josh Reynolds, who still has so much to offer. Where does Josh go from here?
Not sure.
Right.
He pushed very hard to try and get back to Belmore, and I think that made a lot of sense. Just on the Bulldogs, Kieran Foran goes and sees the specialist on Tuesday just to get the final clearance in relation to his shoulder. So we wish Kieran all the best there and fingers crossed he can get back on the field for the Doggies. I think Kieran and Josh would have been a terrific combination for them for the rest of this season in the halves. But because of the way the salary cap is structured and because of the fact that the West Tigers paid overs for Josh back when he agreed to go there a couple of years back, they just can't nut a deal out. They can't strike a price.
They have young Wakeham, I think. If they just re-signed?
They have re-signed young Wakeham. They have got some good young talent coming through in those positions, but Josh won't be going back there.
All right. Sunday Triple M NRL. It's the Sunday Sinbin. Gordon Tallis, James Hooper and Maroon will come back and wrap things up very shortly as Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back. We are almost done for the day. And, of course, there are a couple of games we haven't spoken about coming up next weekend. The Friday afternoon game sees the Cowboys up against the Gold Coast Titans in what should be an absolute blockbuster between those two Queensland teams. A little bit of a local derby. I'm wondering, Gordon, is Bryce Cartwright and Albert Kelly, are they going to play in that game? Will they be selected in that game?
I'm not too sure. That's up to the coach, but I think you'd probably say one of them would be.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Kelly. I think I think he went and got the needle too.
Yeah.
So
Albert Kelly got the needle, didn't he? Oops.
It's Brian.
Yeah,
Kelly.
I beg your pardon, Brian Kelly. Yeah. I beg your pardon. Yes.
Your ears are painted on. And yes, he did get the needle. Correct.
Why didn't you correct me the first time? Why did you let me say Albert Kelly the first time?
Because you kept talking, so I just thought, I'll let that one go. You're the host,
I'll allow you to do your job,
what you're paid to do here.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you double down, I thought, well, I better clarify this so that we're not offending Albert Kelly and that Brian Kelly's correctly referred to.
Please forgive me, Hoops. It's the first thing you've got right all day. Now, sorry, Gordon, before Hoops interrupted you, you don't think Bryce Cartwright will play?
Oh, I'm not too sure. I don't know.
He'll be flat out making the side, won't he, Gordon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. With everything that's sort of gone on and his form, you know, the Titans lost the first two games.
Yep.
You know, he's not one of those trench players, you know, where you come out of the trenches. So,
yep.
But it's up to the coach.
Would you like to play alongside Bryce Cartwright, Gordon? Would you? Is that?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I think he needs a real strong guy beside him that would pull him by the ear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you need someone like a Sam Burgess that, you know, that just sets the standard, and he either comes with you or he doesn't. It's simple as that.
Do you wonder how close perhaps that Bryce Cartwright might have come in all this to the Titans saying, well, look, mate, you know, you're free to walk?
Very close. Mm. Very, very close. As far as I'm aware, I think, look, he was able to right at the end secure that bizarre left field medical exemption that had never been referenced and is one of the hottest goes in the history of hot goes in Australian sport. But well, I think the Gold Coast were giving serious consideration to saying, okay, well, if that's how you feel about it and you want to, we respect that, but you know what? We can't pay you because you're paid to play football and now you've decided that you don't want to have this jab for whatever reason. And if you can't come to training and you're banned from playing, well, we probably can't pay you.
What sort of money? I think he's about six, is he? 600?
Yeah, he's on very good money. Yeah, because he was on a big deal at Penrith and it was a long-term contract. And at the time when the deal was done, the Gold Coast got the rough end of the pineapple.
Well, but not just with him. I think there are a number of players at the Gold Coast who might not have performed to their optimum.
No. Unfortunately, no.
They take on the Cowboys in their opening game, that Friday afternoon game. The Cowboys are due for a good season, aren't they? Before we judged them on last year, Gordon, they were missing, missing a whole back line with injury.
Yeah, and then don't forget, they've played with a very dominant player, someone like a Thurston that would have touched the ball 60, 70 times and come up with all the plays. And, you know, Michael Morgan, you know, took a back seat. So to convince Morgo, that's always been, like, I think a little bit shy to be the main guy and start barking out orders, I think it's going to take a bit of time. But they'll criticise after the Broncos game. And I thought there was patches of that game where, you know, they showed me enough, the Cowboys, that they're going to be super competitive this year. Vel Holmes is going to get a lot better. Morgo can play better. Like, that combination of their, you know, 9, 7, 6, and 1, you know, and there was a couple of calls that went against them. So I sort of, you know, man, I think the Cowboys should make the eight. I don't think too many people give them the chance, but I really like what I saw. And I know it was a long time ago now, but I like what I saw against the Broncos.
I'm glad you touched on Michael Morgan, Gordy, because it'll be interesting to see. He's going to be missing when the competition resumes for a number of weeks now, possibly up to a month. So,
but they got Clifford and Drinkwater. You know, I mean, so yeah, I think they've got enough to cover them.
Yeah, they have. They have.
But like, they need him back if they're going to go.
That's it.
All
they haven't got that dominant playmaking organizer experience at the
elite
level.
Well, they beat the Roosters. Clifford, I think Morgan didn't play last year when Clifford guided them against the Roosters.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know, where is it? The Central Coast.
Yes.
So I think they got their talent there, the Cowboys. It's just about putting it together and getting some wins and getting some momentum into the competition.
Okay, and we'll have that game for you on Triple M. The next game we'll have is the Warriors and the Dragons. It'll be very, very interesting to see how the Warriors go. They've been good enough to base
Warriors
themselves.
Are my second team. Behind all the Queensland teams, I'm going to go for the Warriors.
Okay, well, we wish them all the best with their endeavours that they have ahead of us. I believe they've been listening for some of the time this afternoon through our station on the Central Coast. We will cover that Gold Coast Cowboys game. Then Saturday we'll do that Warriors-Dragons game into the Sunday afternoon game, which we spoke about earlier. But that's just about it for us, Hoops. We will catch you on Fox League.
Thanks, Maroon.
Things get back to normal for you, and you too, Gordy Tallis. We'll probably see you on Fox tonight.
You will, 5:30.
By the big screen
telly.
Oh, that's
one of the best shows on telly at the moment.
I love it.
Fox League Live with Matty Johns, Brian Fletcher, and Nathan Hindmarsh.
Brian with a Y. That's it for us. We'll talk to you next week when Rugby League returns officially and Triple M rocks the footy.